North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Monday, April 27, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker spoke this past weekend about the possibility of Massachusetts reopening, but don't expect it right away.
Any decisions we make with respect to reopening are going to require two things. Number one, the same thing it requires almost everywhere else, which is some drop in hospitalization rates and some evidence that we are, in fact, over the hump, okay, with respect to the surge. And then the second is putting the rules for engagement and reopening in place, which we'll have a lot more to say about next week.
Next week is now this week. And the governor was also asked over the weekend again about face masks or face coverings.
If you can't assure yourself that you can maintain distance, when you go out, we're encouraging people, urging them to either wear a face covering or to wear a mask. There are two big reasons for that. Most people think they wear a mask to protect themselves. That's certainly true. But the other thing everybody needs to understand is one of the key issues that has sort of emerged about COVID-19 over the course of the past 4 or 5 weeks is that a significant percentage of people who are, in fact, COVID-19 positive do not show symptoms and may never show symptoms. So they are carriers. They can infect other people. They are contagious, but they have no sign. They don't have a temperature. They don't have respiratory issues, nothing. All right? Those people, one of the reasons for saying people need to wear a mask is to so that if you are one of those people, you are not going to be easily spreading it to others, and that's a big part of the reason why we've talked about the importance of wearing a mask. I certainly believe that whatever the rules of the road look like for reopening, masks and face coverings are going to be a big part of it.
Governor Charlie Baker.
George Carey is the owner of the Sea Level Restaurant in Newburyport and the Sea Level Restaurant and Finn's Restaurants at Pickering Wharf in Salem. And he and his staff have come up with some creative ways to keep the restaurant open and at the same time help the neighborhood.
With Finn's, we've had the, we opened in April and then, soon thereafter we weathered 9/11, which was also, a big event that impacted travel, tourism, and business. And we've lived through the downturn of 08 to 2010 with the banking and mortgage crisis. This one is a little more severe, but we've been through a couple. We're strong and the people are strong to get through this. But we've pivoted. We've pivoted and we're now doing takeout at both of our sea level locations. So we're doing it up in Newburyport and we're doing it in Salem. And so we've combined the Finns and sea level crew to work at Salem to do the takeout. So we offer takeout, pickup. We offer curbside pickup. We get it to you when you stay in the car. And we've also partnered with Uber Eats for home delivery. So we've got a nice takeout menu. And then the one thing we're doing, which has really kind of been a lot of fun, is we're staging pop-ups 3 or 4 times a week. We're not only doing what we're known for, good seafood, but we're doing like a Shanghai Express on Saturday, which is an Asian themed. We're doing barbecue on Friday. We're doing Taco Tuesdays. Earlier this week, we just did a 50s burger shake night. And, we understand everyone is at home. We understand they have to be safe. And a lot of people are cooking at home, which we think is great. But you need a break, and you want something different. So we're really trying to offer 3 or 4 different themed events each week in addition to our menu, just to kind of keep it fresh.
Restaurant owner George Carey.
Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll says that the city of Salem will be opening, but it won't be an all-at-once kind of thing.
There will not be a date when the city simply switches back on. This is going to be very much a crawl, walk, run response going forward. It doesn't give me joy to say that, but there are so many uncertainties with this virus that we have no choice but to move forward together in incremental stages. Knowing that we're likely not going to be back to normal in the short term, we've formed a local recovery and revitalization task force to work on relief options for vulnerable residents and small businesses. We know people are hurting, and the Salem Together Assistance and Recovery Toolkit, or START, is the beginning of our efforts and includes funding relief for renters, homeowners, and small businesses. For more info, go to salem.com/start. Keep in mind, we're at the beginning of those efforts. We know we're going to need to do more.
Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll. Meanwhile, in Lynn, the Lynn schools will be entering a new phase soon on distance learning, special units, grade level appropriate. This is the superintendent of schools, Dr. Patrick Tutwiler.
Our interdisciplinary projects and activities anchored in common themes district-wide. They're broken into grade spans, pre-KK, 1, 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 8, and 9 to 12. The work in the next phase of the remote learning plan features the themes of community, adaptation, and reflection. They are available, as you saw in what you received, to families in English and Spanish. And additionally, the posted version online will be available to be translated into hundreds of additional languages.
Superintendent of Schools Patrick Tutwiler of Lynn speaking at last week's Lynn School Committee meeting, as heard on lynntv.org.
Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. A convicted murderer is being released a year earlier than expected because of the rapid spread of the coronavirus pandemic. Barbara Goucher, now 54, who stabbed Gloucester resident Florence Bunny Monroe, who was then 50, to death in the winter of 1998, is to be released by the Massachusetts Parole Board on Tuesday, April 28. Tammy O'Donnell, one of Monroe's five children, was notified of Goucher's new release date by the Parole Board this past Thursday. Goucher's release was conditional upon a transitional period in a lower security jail, and that period was shortened in light of the COVID-19 crisis. O'Donnell, a Gloucester native, is quoted as saying, "My family is devastated and furious that we are not given an opportunity to appeal this. It's been a lot of tears and a lot of disbelief. It's just another slap in the face." More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
There are several additional school updates to share with you. In Peabody, Superintendent Dr. Josh Vidalia has come to terms on a 3-year contract to start July 1, and it will pay an annual salary of $200,000. The school committee unanimously approved the contract last week. That story, written by Ethan Foreman, is in today's Salem News. Meanwhile, Paul Layton in the Salem News writes that there are three new principals appointed in Beverly. Covell Elementary School principal Lisa Oliver will become the interim principal at the Beverly Middle School. Cove teacher Aaron Sweeney will become the interim principal at the Cove. And literacy coach Megan Hart will become the interim principal at the Ayers Rileside Elementary School.
The Associated Press is reporting that a new memorial honoring soldiers who lost their lives in the Vietnam War is under construction in Massachusetts. The Haverhill Memorial will honor the 13 soldiers from the city who were killed in the war. Construction at Millbrook Park is expected to be completed in August, with a possible ribbon cutting in October, according to the Lawrence Eagle Tribune. There was an original memorial located in the park, but it was decommissioned and buried after it had been vandalized. The new memorial will include 4 granite markers with brass plaques displaying educational information about topics related to the war. A circular concrete ring will contain a new 13 memorial honoring the fallen soldiers. The approximately $175,000 project is being funded by state grants and private donations, as well as in-kind donations and services.
Well, it looks like a miserable Monday. I mean, miserable weather-wise. Other than that, try to have a great Monday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us on North Shore Today. Hey, we do like to hear from you, and you can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. That's msonewsports@gmail.com. Have a great Monday, everybody. We'll see you again here tomorrow. And don't forget, Connections now weekdays every day at 10.